Our guest at the cafe this morning is Judy Woods of Greenville. Judy, good morning.
Good morning, John Mark.
And Judy's involved in all kinds of things in Greenville. We could talk about any number of things, but in this particular case, we're going to be talking about the Dallas Symphony Series, which will be starting again soon in Greenville. And Judy will kind of run through the schedule that they have, but also talk more about the tickets and so on. But this kind of an extraordinary thing that the Dallas Symphony comes out 50 miles to Greenville to play a series of concerts. Do you know how that came about? Going back,
I do. Yeah. Back in 1975, one of the marketing people at the Dallas Symphony came up with the idea of what they then called the Symphony Festival Series. And it was an attempt to do some outreach in the communities around Dallas and also to boost their ticket sales, quite frankly. And so they took on, I believe it was 25 small cities in the Dallas area, and Greenville was one of them. We are the only one that they still come to, and we're so proud of that.
Gosh. You know, when you said 1975, that kind of didn't register with me quite at first, because I'm looking at a thing that says this will be the 47th season. But a little quick math, a little quick subtraction there, second grade math, by golly, it has been 46 years since 1975. That's a frightening
right.
thought. But
right.
Oh, gosh, so this will be the 47th. season, and Greenville's now the only city where they do this.
The only one left. I think they do some concerts in Duncanville, but that was not part of the original festival series. It's my understanding we're the only ones that's still left from that series. You know, Glenn, I moved to Greenville in 75, and we quickly discovered that the Dallas Symphony came here, and we were just blown away. And I remember one of the first concerts we went to, Dave Brubeck was playing with the orchestra.
Wow.
Now, probably many of your listeners don't know who Dave Brubeck is, because it was a long time ago, but he was an incredible jazz pianist, and that was the most wonderful concert, and we were hooked.
Dave Brubeck played with the Dallas Symphony in Greenville.
He did.
Okay, that's extraordinary. And the list of people that have played, you know, on that stage, pretty extraordinary, the Greenville Municipal Auditorium.
Well, it is, including Elvis.
Right.
And Elvis
right.
was on the Municipal Auditorium stage in the 50s.
Yeah, that's right. So it's remarkable. And we are talking with Judy Woods, and Judy is representing the Dallas Symphony Orchestra Series in Greenville, and season tickets are on sale. And when we mentioned the GMA, of course, just a remarkable venue, and it always has been, but it's been remodeled in recent years, and it's really an exceptional place now for this kind of event.
It is wonderful, and you know, the acoustics in that auditorium are very good. Before the Meyerson was built, there was some talk of perhaps the orchestra recording in our auditorium because the acoustics were so good.
Wow.
But then, of course, Meyerson or whoever it was dropped a lot of money on the symphony, and so they built that wonderful hall in Dallas.
Right. Well, there.
We are told repeatedly that the orchestra likes to play in our venue.
Yeah, I don't doubt that. So there, our loss is their gain. There for sure. And so the schedule coming up for the Dallas Symphony performing in Greenville, Friday, October 1st. At 10:30 a.m. and 1 p.m., they will give two youth concerts. These are free for Hunt County 5th and 6th graders. And then that evening, Friday, October 1st, the DSO will perform Masterpiece Classics at 7:30 p.m. And then Saturday, June 4th of next year, the Symphony Orchestra DSO will perform Summer Pops Classics at 7:30 p.m. And this comes after last season's series of DSO performances had to be canceled because of the pandemic. So you're selling season tickets now? And
we are. We're just starting our season ticket drive. And, right now we're selling the tickets online at DallasSymphonyGreenville.com.
Mm-hmm.
And at the beginning of August, our volunteers will we'll start calling on people to buy their season tickets. We've got renewal letters going out this month, inviting people to renew by mail if they have been subscribers before. And when we get into August, we will be still contacting people for renewals, but we'll also be seeking new season ticket subscribers.
Okay, good. So
another thing. Oh, I'm sorry.
Ah, go ahead.
Another thing that we will be looking at is encouraging people to become Symphony patrons. And that means they make an extra donation above and beyond the cost of their tickets. And this is really critical for us because there's no way we could sell enough tickets to pay the cost of what the orchestra charges us. This it's $20,000 a concert.
I see.
And so this year will be $60,000 worth. So you know, that's a lot of money to raise, and we can't raise all that with tickets.
I see.
We have been so fortunate to have generous donors who have helped us make up the difference.
Well, good. So it's starting up again in August, at least the campaign to sell season tickets, and then the first concert coming up October 1st. And so it'll be the 47th season of this in Greenville. Judy, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again over the phone line this morning.
Oh, it's always great to have coffee with you, Mark. Thank you for having me.
Judy Woods, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.